Liberty University attorney Matthew Staver says the Supreme Court has already ruled that the federal health care law's financial penalty is a tax. Since Liberty is a tax-exempt entity, the government should not force it to comply. He says the law violates the Commerce Clause and forces Liberty to act as a self-insurer, as both an employer and policyholder. He adds that it's very costly to the university and violates the school's religious views.
Either it pays a penalty of $2,000 per employee per year for not having any insurance at all, pushing all of the people out into the open market, or it provides insurance. And under that provision, it must provide what they call preventative care, which includes these abortifacients. And that's just something that Liberty can't do.
The attorney for the U.S. questions whether Liberty will have to pay a penalty because it qualifies for exemptions that have not been finalized in the regulations, which are not expected until August 1st. Staver was asked if Liberty should file a preliminary injunction at that time, and he says that would not be prudent. Depending on the ruling expected in about 2 months, the case could be back before the U.S. Supreme Court. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.